This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A U.S. soldier is believed to be in North Korean custody after illegally crossing the border dividing the two Koreas at the Joint Security Area, or JSA, on Tuesday. More from VOA Steve Miller.
A U.S. official tells VOA the U.S. soldier was on a JSA orientation tour and willfully and without authorization crossed the military demarcation line into North Korea. The U.S. believes he's currently in North Korean custody and authorities are working with their counterparts to resolve the incident. The soldier had been in a detention facility for about a month and a half for disciplinary measures, according to the U.S. official, adding that he was taken to the airport to return to the United States, but never got on the plane. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The top U.S. military officer, Mark Milley, says Ukrainian forces have a significant amount of combat powers that hasn't yet been committed to the war. Joint Chiefs Chairman Milley says Russia has had a long time to prepare lethal defenses against Ukraine's counteroffensive.
What the Ukrainians have, though, is a significant amount of combat power not yet committed. And I will not say what's going to happen in the future, because that's going to be a Ukrainian decision as to where and when they commit their reserve, etc. Right now, they are preserving their combat power. And they are slowly and deliberately and steadily working their way through all these minefields. And it's a tough fight. It's a very difficult fight.
Meanwhile, Ukraine said its forces shot down Russian drones and cruise missiles targeting the Black Sea port of Odessa and what Moscow called retribution for an attack that damaged a crucial bridge to the Crimean Peninsula. The Russian Defense Ministry said it destroyed facilities preparing terror attacks against Russia involving maritime drones as well as Ukrainian fuel depots. It was not possible to verify the conflicting claims by both countries. President Vladimir Putin blamed Ukraine on Monday for striking the Kerch Bridge. This is VOA News. A meeting in India of finance chiefs and bank governors of the group of 20 leading economies has ended without consensus because of differences over the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
The latest opinion polls predict...
Following 2 days of talks between financial leaders and policymakers, there was no final communique. Instead, India, as the host nation, was forced to issue the G20 chair's summary and an outcome document. Speaking to reporters after the meeting concluded, India's finance minister said the reason for the chair statement was because we still don't have a common language on the Russia-Ukraine war. According to this summary, China and Russia objected to paragraphs condemning the war, which was drawn from last year's G20 declaration. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Spaniards will interrupt their summer holidays to vote for a new parliament on July 23rd in an election where the rights of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people have taken center stage. More from Reuters, Alice Rizzo.
The latest opinion polls predict that the conservative People's Party will win the election, but it will likely need the support of the far-right Vox Party to secure a majority. Vox strongly opposes LGBTQ plus rights. Both it and the People's Party have promised to take action against some pro-LGBTQ plus measures passed by the left. One is the so-called trans law that came into force in March, allowing transgender people aged 14 and over to change their legal gender without medical evaluations. Vox has vowed to repeal the trans law and has joined the PP in challenging it before the Constitutional Court, arguing it violates child protection rights and the right to bodily integrity.
That's Reuters' Alice Rizzo. Thousands of protesters blocked highways and train stations and massed in central Tel Aviv during a day of countryside and countrywide demonstrations against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's planned judicial overhaul. Protests now in their seventh month have taken on a sense of urgency as Netanyahu and his allies in parliament march ahead with the program. First bill in the package, a measure that seeks to limit the Supreme Court's oversight powers, could become law as soon as next week. Tuesday's unrest also casts a shadow over a visit to the White House by Israel's figurehead president, Isaac Herzog. And Israel's figurehead president, Isaac Herzog, sought to use an Oval Office meeting on Tuesday to assure U.S. President Joe Biden that Israel remains committed to democracy. Meeting comes amid the deepening U.S. concerns over Netanyahu's controversial plans to overhaul his country's judicial system. Herzog's visit comes a day after Biden spoke with Netanyahu. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.